This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, would we?
And I don't like that they don't have the photos. I was going to go based on appearance. I was going to go on who
of
looked.
Of course you were.
I was going to go on who looked the most musical, and I don't like it because they just put up the school logo. So I've officially decided to make, I got 12 days left to vote. And I am going with Jason Margolis because I think the Roosevelt High School logo is the coolest.
I thought you were just going to say because his name's Jason.
No.
If he wins by one vote, that
has nothing to do with it. But I
then he was probably deserving.
I would like to say that I'm officially throwing my weight behind Jason Margolis of Roosevelt High School because, let's be honest, a lot of these other logos are kind of dumb and I don't like them. Jefferson has a pretty cool one. I considered Dave Hester from Jefferson High School, because I thought that was a pretty cool logo, too. But the Roosevelt, look at the Roosevelt logo. That's a slick 1906, and it's got the bridge on there, and I liked it. So, Jay, you got my vote.
This is In the News, May 29, 2025. Hello. Noted newsman here. Thank you. I have a follow-up for you guys, and it is, we were talking about Florida Man.
Yeah.
But Oregon Man is like a hippie version of Florida Man.
Yeah.
Very without similar. The bath salts.
Sure.
Oregon Man, this is the guy who quit his job, and he sailed with his cat to Hawaii.
Yeah,
Captain Phoenix. Oliver.
I thought it was Phoenix.
No, Phoenix is the cat.
Yeah, Phoenix.
The guy's name is Captain Oliver.
Oliver Widger is his name. They arrived in Waikiki on Saturday.
Yeah.
It took them a week.
And they made it.
At sea.
It's pretty kick-ass.
That is pretty. I think that kind of is. Is that that hard?
I was talking to a yachtsman.
Yeah, what'd they say?
We were talking about this, and because he's actually sailed a bunch. Like, he sailed down into, like, South American stuff. And he said, if you don't know what you're doing, sailing there is the... he didn't say anyone could do it, but he said it's quite easy to sail from our coast to Hawaii. Coming back, if you don't know what you're doing, he said, do not attempt it. Because the winds...
Is that just the currents?
The currents winds? And the winds. Like, you have to... From here, you can kind of just, as long as you know how to set a course.
It'll blow you there?
Yeah, it's not that difficult. But coming back, you have to zigzag. Because and so he said coming back is, you really have to know what you're doing. So he was interested. He thought this was a cool story, but he goes, I hope that guy is smart enough to know that getting back is a lot harder.
Well, this is a guy who said he learned to sail by watching YouTube.
Yeah. So that's what he said. He said not everyone can do it, but he did say that if you've got a good boat and you can... And there's a lot of modern navigation equipment. It's not that challenging getting there.
Yeah, but I think it... I mean, I don't know this, but it would feel like it's one of those things where... When things are right, you're good.
Something goes wrong.
But one thing goes wrong, it could be disastrous.
Yeah.
Like one little thing.
Absolutely.
I don't know if he got lucky or not.
I'm sure there's a little bit of luck in there, but I'm sure, you look and you pick good weather days and... You know.
Well, what do you do when you're... what do you do when you're out there? Like, you can't... Like, how long... It took him over a week.
Yeah.
So...
Nothing, you're just sailing.
I know, but you can't pick good weather days. He's just sailing the whole time.
No, but I think you look at the... He was...
For the week?
Yeah, I was talking to this guy, and he was going on about, like, you can plan this, and he said it's a very doable thing for... I believe his word was competent.
Okay, well, he learned from YouTube.
Yes. He said, if you're a competent person, you can do this.
He says now that he may head to French Polynesia with Phoenix, the cat.
Well, again, you're still going in the same direction. Just,
Just keep going in that direction. Before you know it, you sailed around the world.
Probably think the cat likes it.
You gotta come back the other way, and then when you do run into bad weather.
What did you say?
How do we think the cat likes it?
Probably hates it. Surrounded by water like that? No
cats
to do.
You got a little litter box. I don't know. Maybe you got a little laser toy.
Looks like a pretty cool looking cat.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got a big Instagram following. I think he's raising some funds and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's gotten some sponsors.
Yeah, man. Well, good for him, dude. You're living a life that doesn't enthrall you. You got a bad health diagnosis and you put it in the wind.
What happened with him. He quit his job. He had some health issues. and he cashed in his 401k.
Yeah.
And he's like, screw it. I'm sailing to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, a little short-sighted, but okay.
Yeah. Well, because he doesn't know if this...
Yeah.
I look, it's one of those, I hope this doesn't come back and bite him, but you know, yeah. I get what he's doing. That's a life...
You should join him.
If I didn't have, like, kids and a job and all that, I'll say this. I've never understood the person that does... They work a crappy job that they hate. They're not married, right? They don't have kids. And just every day, they just sit there in a boring-ass cubicle. And it's like they just... If you're going to do that, dude...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the person that I'm like, why don't more people do this? If you're going to sit somewhere and be miserable and be depressed, go do it somewhere where you don't have to wear a shirt and there's sun. Like, just get out of there. Put it in the wind and go somewhere. Or something like this.
But let's find more sun.
You know, you have friends and family and loved ones and you built a nice little life.
Bills.
But I knew a guy that used to work out at the Helvetia Tavern. And he did this. Him and his lady. They sold everything they owned, and he applied. He found a thing online where he found a job because he was like a kitchen manager, or maybe he was the head cook at Helvetia Tavern. And he found online someone that needed a restaurant worker, a chef or a cook or whatever, somewhere in the tropics. I forget where it was, maybe in the Saints somewhere. And he had never been, knew nothing about it, but him and his lady just were not happy. And they sold everything they owned and they saved up for like 6 months, and sight unseen, they accepted the job and flew with a bag of clothes each and went down there. And I was like, dude, that's freaking awesome.
There's like 1% of my being that wants to do exactly that someday.
Yeah,
just pick up and go.
I think everybody has that kind of in the back of their head.
Yeah.
Especially when you go on vacation and you find a quiet little place that's off of the main areas.
It's very appealing.
You're like, could I just be here forever?
Well,
I think I could.
As Americans, we stockpile all this crap.
Yep.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you look around and you go, what does any of this mean? I'm just going to sell it.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah, now.
It's the Jack Reacher or the Jack Kerouac or, you know, there's a million of those tales out there. And it just, everyone thinks about it. But to the dude that actually, or the gal that puts the cojones or the ovaries on the line and does it, I just mad respect. Even if it doesn't work out, I have you have my utmost respect.
Well, you only get one of these lives.
You only get one.
Can we get a slang equivalent of... cojones to for ovaries?
I was thinking that myself. Like, well, I feel like why don't we do that?
Because I was going to say you got to have the balls to do it, but then I was like, ladies can do it too,
right,
and that was the closest thing I could come with balls is ovaries.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we need to think about that.
Yeah.
This would be our contribution to society.
Well, I mean, you could just do because we lay our balls on the line. Couldn't they just lay their up tops?
I think
the B's and T's.
Yeah. Exactly. Whoever lays their B's and T's on the line and puts it in the wind, I can respect that. I like that. B's and T's.
It's not quite cojones, but
I don't
it works.
Know. I think the ovaries. I feel like the ovaries are more.
Yeah, a little more equivalent.
Equivalent to.
Well, because it's the reproductive.
Because what are we going to say when it's just the women putting them out there? You know,
yeah, I guess that's true.
You got something like the cojones we need.
We'll come up with it.
Yeah, someone. Yeah, brainstorm that, guys. Let's
workshop that.
Work it around. Give us some ideas.
Chesticle. Somebody said chesticle. all right, stop it.
What?
Well, this is too much fun.
Oh,
and we're way over.
We can't have that. We've got to get serious.
That's your In the News for May 29, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, ignore the Pacers at your own peril. Who they are compared to of the greats. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.